Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, we're joined by Steph Curry, the point guard of the Golden State Warriors.
You see what I deal with, Steph?
And he has been for over a decade. Steph, it was a year ago we came in here and talked to you. You guys obviously went on a championship run. It's been a little different this year, but, I mean, do you think you guys got a run in you?
Absolutely. I mean, like you said, this has been an interesting year. Some highs, a lot of lows, and, you know, just trying to figure out who we are, what our identity is. And we obviously maintain confidence and faith that we can peak at the right time. And if we get into a playoff series with whoever, that we're tough to beat. And then it's just about who can play and get the, four wins and then do it over again. So it's always been the recipe. Last year was an amazing journey, an amazing run. This year we've had guys in a lot of different roles and, some newcomers, and for us to be the champs and have to take everybody's best shot all year, and some self-inflicted wounds that we've had, games that we should have won. So with all that said, absolutely. We feel like we are a team that's a force when we're locked in on, a specific task of trying to beat a team four times in a playoff series. And, obviously we need to get there and finish this year strong and hopefully stay out the play-in, but that remains the same.
Now, Steph, last time we saw you, we talked about the Jackals. You said you keep receipts. You shut everybody up. And I know it's a team game, but do you just sometimes think about if you win this one, if y'all get it done, you from a personal standpoint would have five. That would put you past LeBron, up there with Kobe and Duncan. How do you not think about that?
I mean, that's why we work. It's not that you think about you definitely understand the list that it puts you in every time you get, another one. And understanding like the historical context of it all. But that, is the motivation is always just how much better can I get individually? It sounds cheesy as hell, but it's like literally how much better can I get? What is the challenge of this season? And, to that first question, do we have a belief that we can do it? And until proven otherwise, absolutely. So, whatever that comes with that, hopefully a potential accomplishment and, the greats that have, been, champions over and over and over again, and the five-timer list or whatever it is, you imagine what it would feel like. But the motivation is just always what you can do. So that's why continue to try to play at this level and be grateful for the opportunity that even at 14 years in and the level that I'm trying to play at, that is a really realistic goal. Mm-hmm.
Steph Curry joining us on 95.7 The Game. One of the themes this year has been, the old guys meshing with the young guys, and then there's, the word disconnect has come up. What I want to ask you is, when you, Draymond and Clay came into the league, you were lucky in a way because you got drafted by a team where you could play right away. Young players now get drafted by the Warriors, they can't play right away. How difficult is it for a young player, both coming onto a great team, but also coming onto a team that plays differently than any other team in the league?
Both difficult challenges, but then I'd ask myself, and I mean, you can ask those guys. We all have different journeys, and how we got here, me, Draymond, Clay, and me starting with some rough years in my rookie year, second year dealing with injuries, all that type of stuff. If you told me I was coming into a team that legit could, be in a postseason and was chasing a championship, I feel like I would have that same, adrenaline rush and excitement about what it would require of me to do that. I know it's not easy. I'm not saying that. It's just, if you think about playing basketball at the highest level and what you're playing for and having realistic chances to chase championships, like that to me is all that really matters. I know, you know, human nature says I want to prove myself, and, you know, some guys have different motivations and goals, and our young guys have been amazing in terms of their approach and dealing with, you know, the struggles of championship expectations and aspirations. Yeah. And growing up in front of a fan base that has, you know, extremely high expectations because, you know, we've been in that environment for, you know, in the last 7 years. So it's interesting to live in that space because it's what's required right now. We have a core that's been through the ringer and has shown that we can win at the highest level, but we do need those guys to take those leaps to keep us in that conversation. And, you know, my message to everybody is, you know, it's all worth it. Mm. And, you know, everybody's going to shine if you bring, you know, your best effort to, you know, do what coach is asking you to do, understand how we play. There's a little bit of sacrifice involved, but I think the benefit at the end is worth everything. And you'll be well suited to understand what winning basketball is like for the rest of your career. A lot of guys don't ever experience that. So, it's kind of whatever you kind of buy into.
Steph, let me ask you this. He kids me every day because I come in. We got a saying on the show. I react to new information. You know, if it's a good day or a bad day, I'm just going to keep it real. And he's like, nah, you can't do that. But I'm like, I'm human.
Right.
So let's just say there is no Wiggins. Jordan Poole, he gets, I think, overly criticized. And then I give him his flowers. Like last year, you know, he was phenomenal. He did a great job. But he's so, like, the fan base is torn. Do you ever put yourself in his shoes knowing that, okay, here's a young player, he made the strides, and there you are, the Splash Brothers, two of the best shooters. Do you ever, like, pull him to the side to kind of guide him? Like, do you see any young Steph Curry and Jordan Poole? Because he gets a lot of hate when it's bad and a lot of love when it's good.
And all of that is a part of the experience because what I try to tell him is, you know, you're on this stage because you helped us win a championship last year. I know Clay the other night pointed at a
banner. I love that.
And that's real talk, but it's also, people talk about you because they think you're great, and you, either the attention that you get or Clay, you know, hyping you up in that type of press conference is because we all feel that, you know, your value, whether people rock with you or not, whatever it is, and how volatile it is on a day-to-day basis. That's all a part of the NBA experience. Me, Clay, Draymond, we went through all of that before we were champions. You know, mine was, you know, injury-based, or could I be a point guard, or could I lead a team, or was I strong enough, and this and that. And you show little bright spots, and then you fall on your face. And you show some bright spots, fall on your face. It's just now with championship, you know, flavor around here, like it's magnified, you know, a hundredfold.
Yeah, no doubt.
And so, like, again, in his first 4 years, he's had an unreal experience. He's been, you know, first-round draft pick to
G League
to coming back, helping us, you know, finish out that condensed season, 15-5. He was a part of that rotation, was playing amazing, to becoming a starter the next year before Clay got back, to being a reserve and having to figure it out, to then helping the championship run. Like, that's a crazy experience in 4 years. And this year's been tough for him, like, emotionally, you know, trying to, you know, manage his expectations and getting to that next level. And it just comes with the territory. You know, thankfully we got the contract done, so he's taken care of on that front, and the expectations continue to rise because of that. It's all a part of it, but how he responds, and you've seen the way he's been playing all year, that shows you who he is. And there's still got to be growth because we all, you know, feel like we can all get better. You know, the way we think the game, the way, you know, we physically show our, you know, show out there on the court. So it's all a part of it.
I love it.
And we've all been through it.
This is like the first time in a long time that you guys have had a little bit of uncertainty that you know is coming up, whether it's Bob's contract, whether Draymond's going to opt out or not. You know, I'm not asking if you know or not. What I'm asking is, if there is that uncertainty, how does that play into, is that, are you conscious of that during this season, that there might be some changes going into next season that at least will be more dramatic than any in the last 10 years?
I think we can all acknowledge and keep it real that had we not won a championship last year, it might have been a little bit, those questions would have been a lot more, every day, I guess. Yeah. But, you know, when you prove that you can win, then you kind of can hold off the dogs in terms of, you know, how hard it is to do what we've done and keep this together for as long as we have. And I still feel like we can. I still feel like, you know, obviously we understand how important Bob is. We understand how important, you know, coaches, you know, our core, Draymond, Clay, myself, and, you know, Andre, even though he's had a rough year with injuries and whatnot, he's been extremely valuable behind the scenes and helping, you know, maintain our culture. But it's proven that it can win, and you don't really mess with that. So I feel like as long as we can continue to prove that, it makes the conversation a little bit easier. But we know, like, it's a business. We all, I got that. I'm not the first person to say that or acknowledge it. So it's just a matter of making sure that there's trust and, you know, a singular focus on what we need to control now or what we have under our control now in terms of trying to win at the highest level and then let the rest kind of settle when that time comes.
I got to believe each season is its own entity.
Absolutely.
And last year you guys started off 18-2, no matter where you at, home or away. But Steph, talk to us about the road woes. You know, is that something that you guys talk about while you're on the road? Is that like been the biggest title of the jam when you think about and look back on this regular season as it comes to a conclusion?
Honestly, I'm still confused about it. I don't really
what
understand.
Happens and what's not happened.
Yeah, early in the year, you know, we had I think the expectations from last year to this year, and you realize, you know, we had four guys who were a part of the rotation in the playoffs that weren't here. Belly, Otto, GP at the time, and D Lee, yeah. Juan. So we had guys that, you know, knew the system. You probably didn't even have to have a training camp, and we could have rolled it back and, you know, understood how we were supposed to play. You add some, you know, guys that were taking another step in their early careers and being a part of rotation, and things just didn't go our way. We had, you know, mixing rotations, you know, guys in different combinations early in the year, just trying to figure out what worked. And usually you can learn through winning through that. But for whatever reason, like I said, we were getting everybody's best shot because we had yeah. the championship target on our back. We were, trying to, you know, figure out who we were. And to your point, this season, this team, this identity. And, that kind of set the tone where you started, what, 0-8 or something like that until you finally got a win. And for us to be defending champs, celebrating a win in Houston, like it was, you know, a playoff win was kind of hilarious. But I honestly don't know. But it also doesn't give me any fear going into a playoff okay. series that we can win. I really feel like that both can be true. But just for whatever reason, you know, it just, what are we? I don't even know what our record is. 10-9 and something.
We got a test for you coming up.
Unbelievable.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I have no idea.
Oh, boy.
I have no idea.
All right, so there's a joke between Guru and I.
It really ain't a joke.
He's like, Steiny, they're playing Minnesota on Sunday. You know, if they lose, Minnesota jumps over them. They drop to 7. I'm like, they don't know all that stuff, the players. And he goes, what are you talking about? They know exactly. I'm like, look, when we go in there Thursday, I'll bet you if I ask these guys their record, where they are and who they would play, they wouldn't know it.
Looney was 3-3.
Looney's the only guy. Looney knew it. Looney knew
it. GP got 2.
Looney knew, you know, you guys were in 6th or whatever.
So, I didn't know we were in 6th.
40-37.
We're 40-37. So we have 10 wins on the road, is that right?
9.
See, I overshot it.
9.
I had no clue.
You know who you'd play if the season ended today in
Sacramento.
I'll see.
Yeah, I do know.
There we go.
Would that be like a benefit to both you guys in a way? The travel, like Draymond said.
That what they said was absolutely right.
It is. Wow.
If you can nitpick a part of like playoff preparation and, you know, maximizing rest in between games and just the familiarity of, you know, our bus rides up there and all that, like that would be ideal. It's not saying anything about, you know, Sacramento as an opponent, but it's, he went through the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, the travel that we had to go through and back and forth and even starting on the road, most likely because we probably won't have home court advantage. Like, it'd be nice to start as close to home as possible.
Yeah. Have you ever thought of the magnitude of like what you guys are actually trying to accomplish this year? And what I mean by that is your first title was 15. This would be 2023, and you have the same core, essentially. Now, KD came for a couple, but it's still the same core. Any dynasty that you look at, there's always an iteration, a next kind of iteration. Like, that's why I'm so skeptical that you guys can do it again, because you're trying to win back-to-back titles at the back end of a dynasty. Like, it's never been done before.
what we did last year. I don't think it's been done before in terms of, you know, taking, being the, for good reason, we had two guys that were, you know, Clay had his injuries. I was hurt for a year, but we were the worst team in the league,
right,
for whatever, 50, 65 games, whatever it was. Missed the play in the next year and then ran it back with me, Draymond, Clay, Andre, and a very talented cast of characters that helped us win, and the pieces fit and it made sense. So until we get beat, you know, we take the skepticism and we run with it, because
that's not hating.
No,
and it's not slander.
No, it got you.
It's somebody say, like, this is what I say.
They might, the camera's right here. When you said skeptical, I was like looking, my eyes might have squinted down a little bit.
No, here's kind of where I'm coming from. Sometimes I think the fans have gotten, you know, so accustomed to you guys winning, and they're just saying, oh no, they're going to repeat. And all I'm trying to do is say, do you realize how hard and historic it would be if they can pull this off?
Absolutely.
Like, that's all I'm, that's
but
where
you
I'm
think
at.
About it, though, that, I guess when you ask the question about, do we realize what we're trying to accomplish? Winning a championship is hard. Like, it's supposed to be just winning one, let alone whatever the narrative is on trying to add to that. So I guess my question, are you still taking the field?
You know what?
Look,
how about
at
this? You, first of all, how do you know that?
I know everything.
Look at,
okay, so
I'm going to have my money on.
I'll tell you what.
He knows.
You could be my best friend right now and bail me out with every Warrior fan who can't stand me. So, yeah, I bet him 100.
Yeah.
I took the field.
Absolutely.
But you know what? I called it off last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
I did.
He gave me the 100.
I put $100.
You accepted?
Yeah, I still got it.
You know why? Cause, and here's why. And I'm serious. Like, I don't have to root against you guys.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be, you guys win around, and then I'm like,
you're pissed off.
Because I'd rather win the bet than see you guys win. Because I'm that competitive.
I respect it. I respect it.
So now at least I can watch you guys, all right, objectively, without any kind of rooting interest. By the way, it's the, I think it's the 40th anniversary of Keith Smart's game winner in the 1987 national championship.
My guy.
Yeah, your guy.
Steph,
like, I was like, you were, you know, you stuck it to me early.
I didn't have many opportunities to hit game winners under Coach Smart, so.
And people are getting on, no, you didn't. You know, people are getting on Jordan Poole and his turnovers, and I'm like, man, Steph was a turnover machine early in his career.
Absolutely.
Especially at the top of the floor. Keith Smart used to hate that.
He hated it. I still throw those same hook passes. I'm just a little stronger. I throw them faster.
The other one the other night was pretty nice, to Clay.
Oh, that was nice.
That was nice.
Steph, he's going to call me a groupie, but I'm married. You're married. I got a wife and daughter. You only live once, and I know you got commitments, but before you dip, we got to get a photo of me, you, and Stein.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Because if I go home, if you didn't do it again, I didn't get it. That's cool. And that's okay.
No,
he's gonna be all, you groupie.
You could have asked him that after the interview, so not everybody
but
heard it.
The people,
but that's
to hear.
All right. That's all right.
Thanks,
Steph.
To hear it.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Steph.
Nice.
Good luck the rest of the way,
appreciate,
man.
It,
right on.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.